right, Jonathan and I, we're just sitting here talking about giving. Can you believe that?
Giving, yeah.
You know, that, you know, and Jonathan, you're right. We were talking off the air here just a second, you know, about, you know, this story about the boat and the word nevertheless.
Nevertheless.
What were you saying about that?
Well, after fishing all night, especially when that's your career,
mm-hmm.
you have a lot of
professionals.
Mm-hmm. Professionals. And you have a lot of experience at what you've done in the past, but you may not have any experience in what God wants to bring into your life. And so, between where you've been and where God wants to take you,
mm-hmm.
many people are stuck at that spot. And it really, you were talking about faith, and it is faith, but when the disciples said, nevertheless, at your word.
That goes from having faith in Christ, or faith in this man named Jesus. This
yes.
disciple was looking at eyeball to eyeball.
Right.
He had faith in him, but he also had a thing called trust.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't make sense to me. I've been doing this for years. I've never done it this way before. How many times have you ever heard someone say, we've never done it this way before?
Right.
And, you know, it involves a measure of trust. Do you trust the Lord? Do you trust God? When God is speaking to you about doing something, do you really trust him? Get out of the boat. But Lord, the storm's raging. But get out of the boat. You know.
Have you ever fished all night, Tom?
I don't like fishing.
When nothing is biting?
Well, yeah, yeah.
When you're not catching a thing?
Years ago, when I first came to Florida, I was over in Tampa. And there's a bridge that goes from Tampa over to St. Petersburg,
yes. mm-hmm.
called the Gandy Bridge. And we used to go out, and there was a walkway down on the side of the bridge. You could walk way out.
Little catwalk.
And we would go out there and at night, and we would take a Coleman lantern and mm-hmm. light it up and
tie it
on a rope and drop it down, mm-hmm. and the fish would come around. We'd sit there and fish, and sometimes we'd go out there and fish for a couple of hours, and nothing's biting. I'm ready to go.
You mean you're into catching?
I'm not into fishing. I like catching.
Catching, yeah.
And I don't eat fish, so I don't know, you know, but I would go with my kids, or I would go with, you know, somebody that really liked to fish. And my youngest son, Adam, he would rather fish than eat, you know, and he loves the water, loves fishing. He's involved in the business of taking people fishing and doing all of that. But, you know, if you don't catch anything, it's disappointing.
Plus exhausting.
Now, if my livelihood depended upon that, it would not just be disappointing, it'd be depressing.
That's true.
You know, it would be discouraging. And here these guys were professional fishermen, toiled all night, didn't catch anything, the two boats sitting there empty.
That's a day without pay.
And it's children at home and the wife right. without food on the table.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, no oil for the lamps. You know, no bread on the table. You know, I mean, it multiplies into a lot of issues. And some people out there, you know, have understood that. You know, they've been laid off, you know, lost a job for some reason.
Right.
Can't find a job. And they're facing those situations. What do you do at that time? Well, you pray, you trust God, you believe God. And I believe the Lord will take care of you. I don't know how sometimes. I remember many times in my life. I remember years ago, Kathy and I had three children at home. We were in between churches.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been told that I would be going to a church. And so we had left the church where we were, packed the trailer. I tell you, the church I was supposed to go to, they had told me I was going to Boynton Beach.
You might have to explain in between churches. Some people think that means you just quit going to church.
No, I was
you're a pastor.
I was pastoring a church in
right.
North Florida.
Right.
In a little place called Melrose, outside mm-hmm. of Gainesville. And that was my first church that I pastored years ago. This has been, you know, lifetimes ago now, it seems like. But I was pastoring that church, and they told me that I was going to be leaving there, and I would be going to the church in Boynton Beach. And so we took all of our possessions and packed it up, and it was in the truck. And the next morning, we were to get in that truck and drive to Boynton Beach.
Mm.
Well, that evening late, after the truck was packed, I got a call from the secretary from the state office. Said, "Brother Tom, this is Wanda." Her name was Wanda. Mm. "This is Wanda." "Yes, Wanda." I said, "What do you mean, blah, 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 blah?" Well, you can't go to Boynton. I said, "What do you mean? My truck's packed. I've turned off the lights. The water's been disconnected. Everybody, we're sitting here at the hotel room ready to get in the truck and leave in the morning to go to Boynton." Well, there's a pastor from Tennessee that had worked a trade with the pastor down there, and he's already down there. "You can't go." "Well, what do I do?" "Well, we don't know," said, we'll try to get you appointed to another church as quickly as we can." Now, this was about this time of year. It was in October. And October, we already had the truck packed, so we figured we'd move somewhere. So we went to Stark, and we rented a house in Stark, and I told the man, I said, "Look, I said, I may be here 30 days, I may be here 60 days, I don't know how long I'm going to be here. I don't have a job, I've got some savings." He said, "Well, I'm a believer," and he said, "We need to believe that God will see you through this." And he allowed me to move into this house, and so... No security deposit, no first month's rent. I just paid him, I paid him the first month's rent, but just 1 month's rent. Now, he let me move in. And so we moved into a house there in Stark, and that was in October. I had no job. I'd go out. I was looking for a job, something to do. And I had to be honest with the people. I'm looking for a job. I need work. I got children to feed. Well, but you need to know that, I'm waiting on an appointment.
I could leave any time.
And you could hire me today, and tomorrow I could come in and tell you I'm gone. "Well, Mr. Creighton, we don't want to try to train you and hire you." And
right.
I couldn't get a job. And so some of the pastors in the area would have me come over, and I would preach, and they'd give me a love offering. I had a little, few hundred dollars here and there that came in. But no job. And that was October, November. Mm. Christmas came. I remember just before Christmas, there was no groceries in the house. The lights were about to be turned out. I didn't know what to do. And Pastor Bass from a little church there south of Stark came over and brought in groceries and gave me an envelope full of cash, and we were able to go out and buy a present or two for the kids.
Wow.
It was tough. Mm. And I know that looking back, that God was taking care of me. He really was. It wasn't convenient because I didn't know where the fish were coming from.
Mm, there you go.
I didn't know how to catch any fish.
That's the end of your resources.
My boats were empty.
Right.
And yet God sustained me. And... so I've been there. I've been through that kind of experience. And it was just after Christmas, just before the first of the year, I got a call from Sister Wanda, the secretary for the overseer, and from the state office. She called and she said, "There's a church open over on the Gulf Coast," and she told me the place that I was going to go, and said, "It's your church, sight unseen." We packed everything up.
That's faith too.
and drove over to this church on the Gulf Coast. I preached there. The first thing we did, we got in the car, drove down there. I preached that first Sunday there. Then we had to go back and this was over around the Englewood area, a little south of Englewood. Over in that area, a place called Placida. And I don't know if you know the Boca Grande area. It's right across the state from where we are here in Stuart. But on the Gulf Coast. And I drove down, preached the first service. I had my first paycheck in 3 months. Drove back to Stark to pack up all the stuff. And when we got back, the lights were out. The gas meter outside had been disconnected.
Oh, boy.
Because, I mean, we didn't have the money to pay right. the bills. So we packed everything up, cleaned the house, called a fella. He brought over a generator so that we could run the vacuum cleaner to clean the house and make sure that the house was right. I went over and paid the bill for the lights, paid the bill for the gas, got my deposits back, got in the truck and drove to my church. I mean, in the nick of time, you know? So, you know, we have to trust God.
Amen.
We've got another gift here. This has come in from Lewis in West Palm Beach, giving a one-time gift of $100. And is this all with Lewis here?
Yes.
Yes, okay. He said he's been listening for a couple of months by accident. Mm-hmm. That's what you think, Lewis. I know what he means. His car was in the garage shop, and when he picked it up, his friend had changed the radio to WCNO, and he loves Adrian Rogers.
Oh.
I love your friend, too, Lewis. You know, I know a fella, he said that when he goes to one of the big chain stores here in town, and, you know, you go back where all the radios are and the televisions and all that, you know, he said every time he goes to Walmart or Target or Best Buy or someplace like that, said he goes in and changes all the stations to WCNO.
That's great.
You know.
That's great.
Yeah. You know, go for a test ride in the car, change the station. You never know what it might do for somebody.
That's true. That's good.
But Lewis has given a $100 gift. We thank you, Lewis. God bless you. Thank you for that. But, you know, talking about how God meets our needs, you know, sometimes it doesn't seem to be exactly when we want it, but we need to be sure that God is taking care of us. So this morning, if you'd like to join Lewis, listen to this. We were hoping that might get to that next $1,000 level before 8 o'clock. We're just about 3 minutes away. And right now, with Lewis's gift taking us up another step, we're at $38,320. We're $680 away from that first $1,000 level of the morning. And we're 2 minutes too late. Maybe somebody might want to give a one-time gift of $680. You never know.
That could even be matching funds, couldn't it?
That's right.
That could start things out this morning.
But the phone lines are open at 888-221-8990. 888-221-8990. Our local number, Karen?
That number is 772-221-1100.
And you can also go online anytime today to our website, WCNO.com. And when you go online and you will find a link there, you can make a pledge simply with how much you want to give, your name and address. We'll put a letter in the mail to you. You can send it back. It's just like calling in with a pledge, but you can do it online. And if you scroll down that page, you'll see that there's a place where you can make a one-time gift by credit card. And if you scroll a little further down the page, you'll see that you can set it up on a monthly reoccurring payment. For example, if you want to give $25 for 2 months, you can do that. If you want to give $25 a month for 4 months and make it $100 over 4 months, you can do that. If you want to give, you can give up to 6 month period. It only allows you to enter it in for 6 months because come April, we'll be back doing this again. So we ask you for a 6 month commitment. You can do that on the website, WCNO.com. So it's just about 8 o'clock. We're $680 away from that next $1,000 level. The station ID is coming up any minute now. We're going to hear that. We're going to get back to some music. And we're going to give you a chance to call 888-221-8990.